Dan, I want to talk about a number of things, and I'm going to shoot pretty fast.
Sure.
Let's start with the last thing first. Thursday night, news broke that you had undergone psychiatric treatment, I believe, in 1986. We'll get to the source of that, but
sure.
The actual break. I expected people to react more to that than they have. What is your reaction to that news breaking?
First of all, Michael, I've never hit it. In fact, I wrote a book in 2002, 4 years before I ran for office, called The Second Most Important Book You Will Ever Read. And for a short time, it was a Christian bestseller. And in that, I actually have a line that says, in the mid-80s, all of the things that happened in the mid-80s to millions of Texans who went broke during that time, and that it almost destroyed my health and my marriage. I mean, I've talked about on the air, you do a fantastic job. I don't consider myself a competitor. I just participate. You're the king. But for years, people have listened to me, and I've talked about depression. I've talked about my depression, Michael, for this reason. Millions of people go through it, and I felt I had an obligation to let people know, hey, look, I went through it 25, 30 years ago, whenever I was on the air talking about it. But I went through it. I conquered it. You go on to lead a successful and very productive and normal life. The things I'm even reading in the paper today from Dewhurst are offensive to me. Questioning me now, well, then he would question every soldier that came home that beat depression years ago. He would question every mother who had a child that had postpartum depression. He would question it, and that is so unfair. We have to remove the stigma from people. So, the personal things that they unloaded shouldn't have been unloaded, but they were. And even the president of the TMA yesterday, we didn't ask, came out and said how basically disgusted they were that in politics, your medical records, Michael, between you and your doctor or any one of your listeners, is private. That's why we have HIPAA laws. And so I'm okay, because now we can even, this is fine. We'll talk about it even more so. And as Lieutenant Governor, I can really lead the charge on this. And we've had tremendous response from people who have said, Dan, someone in my family, or I've been through this, and we're fine, and this is disgusting, and people are rallying to us. Not as a victim, just rallying to us.